What do you make of Russia's actions? Do you believe that this was intentional, or, as Belarus says, it was all an accident?
It could be a combination of the two, really. I think we have to look at what's happening strategically. The Russians are mounting the beginning of their fall offensive. They have decided that they will not be able to reach a compromise deal, or a deal that is in their favor with the Ukrainians through any kind of negotiation at present. So they are now on a war path. They are now increasing their war effort against Ukraine, both on the ground and in the air. And this was a continual range of large-scale attacks against Ukraine. Now, the question is, were these missiles, which sometimes do fly close to the Polish border in order to hit Western Ukraine, was this, as the Belarusians are saying, a jamming exercise? Because they would be, the Ukrainians would be jamming them. So that's a possibility. We'll have to see what the investigations are. The other one, you know, if we want to speculate, is the Russians are continuing to signal to NATO and Western countries that, you know, don't think about putting boots on the ground in Ukraine, because we're prepared to take you on. So that's a more aggressive interpretation. I'm not saying that's what it is, but it could be to show, look, we're going to test your air defenses in case one day we may have to fight you if you put your boots on the ground, which we've told you not to do. So this is, what I think, what's going on here. We don't know the ground truth yet, but the investigations hopefully will reveal that.